It's time for the Frosty Report on Star 97.7.
It's brought to you by Frost Farms in Town Hill, and we have a question from a listener, and actually one of our advertisers, Jennifer from Ocean's Call Cruises, says, have you heard of anything going on with lilac trees? My lilac hardly bloomed at all, and the ends of several branches are shriveling up and dying. I don't see any evidence of bugs or mildew, and I've talked to others saying they're saying the same things about their lilac bushes. So, Frosty, what's going on?
Chances are that we had a really wet spring, and so a lot of those early flowering things or early things to leaf out can be susceptible to bacterial infections when it's just too much moisture, especially if the shrub, it sounds like she said this year, so it would alert me that this is an established lilac that she's had. So if best thing to do is just make sure you get rid of any of those fallen leaves, prune some of that off. And then if the shrub really needs some air, you know, kind of pruning out some of the bigger canes in the middle or dead branches just to make sure there's good airflow there. But that should take care of it. Worst case scenario, she has lilac borers, which you might not see, but they kind of bore up through the tree. But that can be taken care of with a neem oil or other organic insecticide, too. But I'm guessing it's probably just from a wet spring. There's going to be other things like peach tree leaf curl. That might be something to look out for this year, too. Just
really?
With a wet spring. Yeah.
Okay. Yep. So the wet. All right. You know, the pruning really is big. And sometimes you think you go too far. I've got some raspberry and black raspberry bushes. And I take out all the, you know, when you take out all of the dead branches, a lot of times you're not left with much at all. But it's amazing over the weeks how it all fills right back up again.
Yeah, I mean, it depends on, pruning depends on the season. You do want to do it at the right time. But sometimes, like, really cutting things like that rejuvenate them. Mm-hmm. So that does help. Yeah, and obviously, like you said, they bounced right back. So
it's pretty amazing. Yep. So what's going on at Frost Farms?
We are still bustling. I think this morning we've got a huge load of hydrangeas coming in because it's getting to be hydrangea season.
I love those.
Yep, so come on by. We've got a great selection, and we've got lots of sizes, even smaller ones that are easier to plant. We've also got some really big mature size ones that are instant gratification. So
now, are those something that you plant in the sun or shade, hydrangeas?
Well, there's two main types of hydrangeas. I'll try to go on that real quick. There's a big leaf one, and those can take a little bit more shade, but then the panicled ones, which are kind of the triangular shaped blooms, are more of a sun lover. So
and there you have it. More knowledge about the great outdoors. The Frosty Report, brought to you by Frost Farms in Town Hill.